Good evening and welcome to WDIY and the program On Every Main Street. This program takes a deeper look into the greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce and all of its affiliates. Good evening and welcome. Today our guests are Liz Martin, Vice President of Major Event Operations for the Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce. And Liz has brought along Nate Klein with InfraDapt. Nate's also a Chamber Ambassador. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Nate, what is a Chamber Ambassador?
Well, a Chamber Ambassador is a we are the volunteer extension of the membership team. So we help Gina and Allison and the crew with onboarding and retention and helping the members get the most out of their Chamber membership. We act as a resource center for all members, new and current, and really just there to help out, you know, and be of value and help the members, most importantly, the members, get the most out of their Chamber membership. So we help guide them and direct them to, you know, certain events, or we help help them get more engaged in the Chamber and in the community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you also work for InfraDapt, a company that outsources IT solutions, including support, managed services, cloud hosting, telephony, things like this. You're a busy guy.
That's correct, yeah. Oversee the sales department. We're a regional-focused company, so we're located over in Trexlertown, and we target the eastern PA, Jersey, Delaware area, New York, but really here in the Lehigh Valley is a big core focus of ours, and Philadelphia.
So Liz, is he a good ambassador?
He's a great ambassador. He's our chair. He wouldn't be the chair if he wasn't a great ambassador. We are so happy to have him on the council. He's great.
How many do you have?
We have about 25 right now. We're always looking for new potential ambassadors. We are always accepting applications. However, we do interview each candidate to make sure that they would be great for the group.
Okay, this is code for, this is a very prestigious group of people, the ambassadors, that roam around the Lehigh Valley and make people feel comfortable about being members of the chamber.
That's perfect. That's it.
That's very accurate. They have to be outgoing, have to be energetic and helpful. And biggest and most importantly, they have to be a servant and put the chamber before themselves.
Okay,
so service leadership is really what it's all about.
You're a busy person. How do you do this?
Well, it's not easy, Greg. There's a lot of time and commitment of time, you know, after hours as well as during the day. Our chamber, it's not that bad when you really think about it, though. Our chamber meets once monthly, so it's not all that much. It's about an hour per month of actual scheduled meetings. And then from there, there's always events after hours or maybe sometimes throughout the day, you know, at lunchtime, ribbon cuttings, grand openings that we go to, and a lot of just networking events after hours, so from 5 to 7. So it's really not that bad. You know, when you think about it, you can break away from your day-to-day and get out and network. And it's like you're going to enjoy yourself after work. But also, you're there for business, too. So,
Liz, do many ambassadors end up getting some business? I mean, this has got to be a good networking opportunity for the ambassadors.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are about servant leadership, so it isn't, I would say, the top of the priority for an ambassador. They're really great people and just really concerned about our members and helping them first. But I will say it's very beneficial to be an ambassador. You're meeting so many new people and improving your business as well.
Now, the Lehigh Valley Chamber is, what, the fifth or sixth largest chamber in the United States?
We won't correct you if you say fifth.
Something like that, okay. Do other chambers have ambassadors like this, or are you kind of leading the way here?
So many other chambers have ambassador programs. However, I will say that this is a really strong group. We are a very large chamber, so we do have ambassadors that cover the entire Lehigh Valley and beyond. So I would like to say that we have a very strong council and one that is leading the way in this group throughout other chambers.
So Nate, I'm a new member, if I am. You're assigned to me. Help me out. What are you going to do?
Well, the first thing is what we call a welcome call, like an ambassador welcome introductory call, kickoff call, welcoming you first to the chamber. And then we touch on a lot of things to highlight your chamber membership and how to get the most value out of your membership. The first and foremost, we always recommend that new members come to a new member orientation, which is held every other month. It's the first Thursday of every other month.
All right.
And during this orientation, you're going to get a whole rundown and introduction to the chamber, you know, kind of describing everything we're about and what makes us the sixth largest in the nation. And then from there, we talk about all the mission and diversity councils that there are. There's
over 33
mission and diversity councils, geographic and mission and diversity.
So do you try to steer chamber members to various diversity councils or membership areas?
We always recommend if you have time to get involved, that's the best way to get the most out of your chamber membership. But if you can't, I mean, we have over 400 events a year. Show up to something. If not, we can bring the event to you. We can host a ribbon cutting, a mixer, a grand opening, a groundbreaking at your location.
Nate, with your company, you know a lot about the IT business and the IoT, I guess you could call it, the Internet of Things.
Internet of Things, yes.
Do people ever ask you about those types of issues? Can you help them that way?
Yes and no. We're an infrastructure company, so a lot of our focus is helping small to medium-sized businesses with their core infrastructure, but naturally the devices and endpoints are come into the fold, and more building automation and things like that are becoming more prevalent amongst businesses. So it naturally will, the conversation can go there. But, you know, throughout my ambassadorship and throughout my volunteer work, you know, a lot of the conversation remains on them, on the customer, on the chamber member, helping them. But naturally, natively, the conversation will go outside of that. And just naturally, they'll ask me what I do for a living. And it goes there. And then we get into it and talk a lot about each other's business and how technology plays a part of that. But again, like all of the ambassadors, we're there to serve the members.
So I know Tony and Frank hire people who are results oriented. When you are an ambassador and you go out and see new people, how do you know if you are accomplishing anything? What is your metric for achievement in this area?
With ambassadors, I mean, a lot of them, you're meeting new people every day. And we just know we have a really great group, that they're making connections. We are connecting with one another, making sure that we are helping a member get through a certain situation that may be unpleasant. Or we may be working on advertising, getting a business out there and helping them grow. Or we may be connecting a member that we think would be a great connection for them to grow their business. So I guess ambassadors really help get into the nitty-gritty of the chamber that maybe a chamber employee wouldn't necessarily see. And especially with a large chamber like us, it's just helpful to have more people connect with our members and make sure that we have a touch point with them.
What's the biggest question you get from a member who needs an ambassador's help?
Well, a lot of the times they're not sure. They don't know what they don't know. So it's our job to really kind of guide them. Sometimes we see a lot of folks at a networking event, and the ones on the wall, the wallflowers, will go up. That's our job. We go up and talk to them, make them feel welcoming and comforting, and bring them into the fold, and then introduce them, right? Liz made a great point. The one thing about ambassadors is over the many years of doing this, we have so many connections and so many relationships that we developed over time, and that's one of the tips and pieces of advice we give to new members and even existing members is relationships take time to build, right? They don't happen overnight. And it takes a lot of ongoing just, you know, impressions and work and getting out there to make an impact and see the results, right? But the one good thing about being ambassadors is we have so many connections that when we learn about your specific business, there may be a number of people that come up in our minds that we can introduce you to that we would, based on who you're looking, who a good candidate for you is to do business with. We just have our Rolodexes are very extensive. So, you know, we're people, right? We help put people in touch with other people.
Give me a little insight into the interview process.
So first, for an ambassador, if you are interested, you fill out an application. It goes to our membership committee. So we have a membership committee within the council. They go over the application first to see if this candidate meets all of the criteria. Have you been a member for at least a year? Are you already involved in the chamber? Do you know about the chamber? Because that's important to us. If they pass that little vetting, then we move forward and we have another ambassador interview them once, maybe twice, to make sure that they understand the role, they understand the chamber, and that they'd be a good fit for the group.
So you have a lot of committees.
We do. So we have our events committee, our membership committee, and our outreach committee, each chaired by a separate ambassador. So, Nate, why don't you tell us a little bit about events? I know you're very involved with that.
Sure. So in addition to helping the members get the most out of their membership, we also are tasked with putting on great content for our for membership, right? We follow a leadership model. Anything that has to do with business and leadership and development, business development, sales and marketing. We have a big center around all those core topics. So we have put together a committee to develop content around all of these various topics. And we have a number, we've put on a number of really good shows with a lot of really good speakers. So typically we'll have a couple of core events, so three or four major events a year, and then we'll have some minor events, like some networking events, where you don't have a speaker or anything per se, but just get together and network. But the three or four big core events that we have each year are centered around where we're bringing a couple of panels. Typically we'll either do a panel or a roundtable discussion. We'll bring some really powerhouse speakers in each respective industry and topic. So if we're talking about business development, we'll find a powerhouse player that has a role in business development within their respective industry and their company. Locally here in the Valley, we'll bring in them to have them talk. And everything, obviously everything's structured, so we have content that we develop around it and that they develop their presentations around it.
So often I'll hear the word networking and people will go to an event and they'll say, well, I network. I went to an event once and I'm not sure I got anything out of it. Can you explain a little bit how to network? People don't really know how to do this, I don't think. It takes time.
Ambassadors make it easy. So with ambassadors, I know a lot of people are maybe afraid to go to events because they don't want to network. They don't want to be the lone wallflower in the corner. You want to make sure that you have somebody to talk to. So ambassadors make sure that you have a friend in the room. We look for people who look maybe a little uncomfortable. We go up to them, make sure that they feel comfortable, maybe make a few introductions for them right on the spot so that the next event they go to, they may see a familiar face. So the more you go to the events, I would say the more people you will meet, the more comfortable you will get. And it's just conversation.
So if you're going to a chamber event, you don't have to be that person who's holding the glass of water that looks like a drink and wandering around looking like you're looking for somebody that you know.
That is correct. I mean, really, we're all there to help further our business. And sometimes, you know, it can be tough because you don't know anybody in the room and you're not that type of personality that can just go and open up start a conversation with anybody. So we're there to help, you know, make that transition, introduce you to somebody that maybe could be potentially beneficial to your business and helping further your career. So a lot of times the first questions we'll ask are, what do you do for a living? Tell me about your business. Tell me about your role within that business. And who's a good candidate for you? Who do you do business with? And then from there, we distill it down and understand who that person is and who the company is. And then we may try to match them up with somebody in the room because, again, a lot of the ambassadors that are there have been doing this for so long, we know almost everybody in the room.
And everybody ought to know that elevator pitch, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. This is On Every Main Street, and I am Greg Caponia.
Spread the word about your business or organization to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced programs reaches thousands of engaged listeners in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable and effective way to provide information about your product and services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, 610-694-8100, extension 6, or WDIY.org.
Welcome back to On Every Main Street. I'm Greg Caponia, and I'm sitting here with Liz Martin, the Vice President of Major Event Organizations for the Lehigh Valley Chamber, and Nate Klein with InfraDapt. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us, Greg.
All right, let's talk about this elevator pitch. Everybody needs an elevator pitch, don't they? And they need different ones.
Right, you need to get creative with it. So I mean, Nate is the king of this. He has taught it to so many ambassadors within our group. So I'll pass it over to you, Nate, to
and the elevator
give a little
pitch
bit more.
Actually is somebody walks up to you and they say, so what do you do?
Right. What do you do for a living? And you should have a short, sweet, and complete and concise message to give them. And in my opinion, you should have multiple elevator pitches depending on the situation and your environment. So I always like to say, if you're going from the first to the second floor, you should have a 5 to 10 second pitch because that's all the time you're going to have. But if you're in a high rise and you're going from the first to the top floor, you have to be prepared to have a little more dialogue than that and maybe even get into what the other person does, because maybe that may change what your elevator pitch is.
Okay, so let me put you on the spot here, okay? Give me a quick elevator pitch on your company. You're kind enough to come in here and do some work with the chamber.
Sure.
Give me an elevator pitch on InfraDapt, and everybody take notes. This is how you do it.
Well, most businesses that I've been exposed to utilize technology, right? Computers and phones.
Yep.
And with that, oftentimes comes headache. We eliminate that headache and provide you with a streamlined technology environment to
now, if that doesn't make you want to ask more questions, if the next question isn't how do you do that, it's a terrific elevator pitch. All right, Liz, it's time to talk about events.
I'm excited. It's what I do. It's my passion. I'm super excited for this conversation.
Now, I got to tell you, I'm going to your annual meeting or the mayor's meeting. Frank and Tony were preparing walk-up music for all the different people. It was almost like going to a Major League Baseball game. Everybody had a walk-up song. A lot of effort goes into this, right?
Yes, absolutely. The walk-up music, the lights, the seating, the program, the awards, we try to cover it all. We pursue excellence. We don't want perfection because then you're afraid of failure. But we pursue excellence and we make sure that we have excellent events. And I think we do.
And of course, it is always a light and sound extravaganza.
Yes, especially our annual meeting.
Boy, I'll tell you. it was wild. It was like a Broadway play for a while there. Yeah. But you keep everybody's attention, and isn't that
right. The
goal?
It is. So we're already starting the planning for this year's annual meeting, which will be on Thursday, November 7th at Wind Creek, the new Wind Creek Event Center. So we're already in it, and we want to make sure that we have another great program for our members, that we have another amazing entrance for our CEO and president, Tony.
As long as he doesn't come in crashing in like a wrecking ball, I think we'll be good.
We did that last year. We don't repeat, but we're very excited.
Before we get into the specific events, let's talk about the importance of a ribbon cutting. You do a lot of ribbon cuttings. You have one later on that I know I'm going to. What do you want to achieve there?
So with a ribbon cutting, we do ribbon cuttings for new shops that have just opened in the Lehigh Valley. We do them for anniversaries. We do them when you just join the chamber. So you don't need to be necessarily a brand new company within the Lehigh Valley. So a lot of times we do them for new members just to get your business promotion and get them, you know, their name out there. So with a ribbon cutting, we make sure that we invite all the VIPs, the elected officials. We send it to the boards and committees that are associated with that area. We post it on social media. We get it in our connections publication. We get it on our website. So with something as small as a ribbon cutting package, you're getting so much and getting your business out there on so many different platforms.
And on the flip side of that, I mean, it's great exposure for a small startup business or even an established business to get out there in the local community. But on the flip side, all the folks that are not a part of that organization, that are just a chamber member, that go to the events and try to network, they have a really good opportunity to come and meet the business owner, right? They have a good opportunity to come and meet the elected officials of that area. They have a great opportunity to meet the key players in that business. And get out there and network. And typically there's always a lot of good food and drink. You know, the host party typically puts on a show. So it's a great opportunity to get out there and network.
So often businesses get into a rhythm and they may be doing fine, but they may be coming up on an anniversary. Do you do ribbon cuttings for anniversaries?
We do. And it's a great way to celebrate. It's a great way to just bring people to your business. And a lot of times, most of these businesses are already having some sort of gathering. So the chamber will come in and maybe elevate it just a little bit more, get the advertising out there, more, spread the word, get it into our Connections magazine online. So it's basically an elevated celebration for your anniversary then.
Got it. Talk about some events, please. What can we look forward
events.
To?
So it's summer. We are so excited for a bunch of our festivals. We have Pickle Me Pocono. We had Veg Fest, which was, yes, Pickle Me Pocono. It's a new event that we are hosting with our Pocono Chamber. We have our Spuds and Suds, which is on Saturday, August 24th in Bath. It is a potato and beer festival with Weyerbacher Brewing. We've had a bunch of festivals. We'll have Northampton Street Fair. We have our concert series almost, it seems like, every day, every weekend. So there's a lot going on in the festival outdoor concert sphere. But we also, again, ribbon cuttings almost every night. We have our Mastering Your Membership coming up. That is always on the first Thursday of every other month. And we also have our golf tournaments. We have three left. Our Wallagazoo tournament in Bethlehem, our Sturm Cup in Carbon County, and our Pocono Chamber golf tournament.
We talked about the Sturm Cup with our folks from Carbon County. Talk to me about, what was the first one?
Wallagazoo.
Wallagazoo. First, how did you come up with a name, and what is it?
The name has a background to it. I won't go into it because I'm afraid I'll get it wrong, and I believe there is some Native American culture behind it. So that's all I'll say in efforts to not get that incorrect. But that is on Monday, August 19th at Bethlehem Municipal. There will be, I believe it's already sold out. There will be 140 golfers, course vendors, great food. They're doing a barbecue afterwards. So it will be an event that hopefully you already signed up for because you won't want to miss.
Take me into the fall.
The fall. So the fall is the time of our great annual meeting, which is on Thursday, November 7th. That's our biggest event of the year with over 1,300 people.
It is not one to be missed.
No.
Everybody who's anybody goes to this event.
Yes. And
sells out every year.
It does. So we're already opening up registration. Register now before it's too late. Other than annual meeting, in the fall, a lot of our councils, our affiliated chambers, they're picking up with their content, their bigger events of the year. So there is almost something every day with over 400 events a year. There is something going on every single day. So that's our fall. And then our other major events to look out for are our Economic Outlook in January with Dr. Bryson from Wells Fargo and our Commercial Real Estate Outlook in April, which we had Don Cunningham from LVEDC. He made his big presentation there. So we'll have that coming up next April.
What do the holidays mean to you?
The holidays, there are a lot of holiday mixers with the chamber. With over 33 affiliated chambers and councils, there is always something going on in the holidays to celebrate. We also enjoy putting together halo events, which are helping and leading others. So during the holiday season, it seems like our halo events kind of pick up. We like to collect for different charities, homeless shelters,
food drives.
Any way we can help, especially during the holidays, that seems to be a big focus around that time.
And coming up, the ambassadors are actually, because the events that Liz was just talking about are overall, the chamber, all the mission and joint mission and diversity councils put on all those great events, and even the chamber, the core chamber, for the big annual meetings and all those. But the Ambassadors Council has a sales summit and leadership series coming up. It's a roundtable discussion. It'll be a three-part series over the course of the next year, because the chamber follows a July to June calendar year. So for that calendar year, we have a sales leadership summit coming up. And it'll be a roundtable series where we introduce a key speaker to talk about the three stages of the sales cycle, the prospecting and lead generation, then the presentation round and the closing, right? Everybody needs to know how to close.
Yeah.
And then the final series will
ask for the order.
Yeah, you got it, right? You got to ask for business. And then the final piece of that series will be the account management and customer relationship management and ongoing, you know, nurturing and cultivation of that account.
So that'll be in October, December, and February. So you can check out our Facebook page or on our website for more information about those.
Do I need to be a business owner or manager to be a member of the chamber?
Absolutely not. You can be you don't have to be a business owner to be a member. And also, so we give example of Air Products. Air Products is a member. So the secretary at the front desk, she is also a member of the chamber. So if your organization is a member, you are a member. We want to make sure that's very clear, because a lot of our larger organizations, we want to make sure that it trickles down and everybody knows, all the employees know that they are members as well.
In my business career, I've had an opportunity to be a member of various chambers around the country. And oftentimes I'll walk into a chamber and the people are a little older in age. And when I've been to your chamber events, people are younger. So what are you doing to get younger people to join the chamber?
Well, that's interesting, because we actually have a council dedicated for that very reason, for that very thing that you just mentioned. It's called the Young Professionals Council. So their goal is to help the newer generations and the folks coming into the workforce, help acclimate them, integrate them into the rest of the chamber and the rest of the business community. But just because it's the YPC, the Young Professionals Council, doesn't mean you have to be, you know, in your 20s to go to those events. They actually host really great events where there's all walks of life and many different folks from different professions, different careers, different age groups, demographics.
So give me a little bit of an elevator pitch for a younger person to join the chamber.
Well, again, like I tell everybody, whether they're young or old or new, relationships don't take time. They take time. They don't happen overnight. Just like anything you do in life, you have to dedicate your time to it. And to get good at it and to master anything, you have to put time in. So that's really the piece of advice I like to give is it takes time. Just continue to come out, continue to go to the events, continue to get to know the chamber staffers and the folks that are volunteering, and just continue to advance yourself in that arena, and things will come. Doors will open.
And ask a lot of questions.
Yes, and it's incredible how many people you get to connect with when you are involved or when you attend any chamber events. You could be in the same room as so many great business leaders that you wouldn't think you would be in the same room as. So I feel like as a young person, it's a great opportunity to get your foot in the door and get involved and meet so many great business leaders.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Liz and Nate. The show is on every Main Street, and I am Greg Caponia.